Welcome to Body Mind Yoga. This is Bhumi. We'll start lying down for this class, so please lie comfortably. You can either have your legs long in Shavasana, or you may prefer to have your legs up in semi-supine, with your feet flat on the floor, your knees bent and pointing up to the ceiling. Or alternatively, if you're comfortable in butterfly, it's also fine to have the soles of your feet together and your knees wide apart. Just check that your arms are somewhere comfortable for your shoulders. Maybe relax down on the floor. Maybe just resting the hands on the belly. And let your eyes be soft, even closed. And take your attention inside. Notice how you feel right now. Don't need to change anything or be a certain way. But for now, simply observing how you are in this moment. Maybe you can be aware of what your mood is like. What your mind state is like. Do you feel busy? Relaxed? How does your body feel? How comfortable is the floor? Do you sense any areas of tension or tightness? Maybe areas that are comfortable? Any pleasant sensations? And be aware of your breath. Just breathe a bit more deeply down into the belly, allowing your belly to expand as you breathe in. And then fall and relax as you breathe out. Breathing in, belly rises. And breathing out, belly falls. And when you do breathe in, can you think or say to yourself silently, in? And when you breathe out, just mentally repeating, out. Continue like that, breathing in, and breathing out and thinking out. Going with that, but when you breathe in, have a sense somehow that your breath moves from the belly up the midline of your body to your throat. And as you breathe out, the breath goes back down through the midline to the belly. So breathing in, think in from the belly up to the throat. Breathe out, think out. From the throat back to the belly. Next time you breathe out, just let go of that breathing. Let go of the words. notice how you feel now. Has just that short, simple breathing meditation had any effect on your mind state or your mood? Then when you're ready, if your legs are long or in butterfly, slowly bring them up into the semi-supine position. Feet flat on the floor, knees bent and pointing up to the ceiling. And then interlace your hands behind the back of your head. Start to loosen up, release through the back of your body. So when you breathe out, gently squeeze your lower tummy in, lift one foot off the floor, lift that foot up towards the ceiling so the leg comfortably straightens up into the air, and roll the head forwards there, and then come back down as you breathe in. Swap sides when you're ready, breathe out, squeeze the lower tummy in, stretch the other leg up into the air, lift the head up, and then inhale back down, relaxing the lower tummy. Continue like that, alternating from side to side, moving smoothly and gently, feeling your body from the inside as you move. It's actually more beneficial is to move in a way that feels good for your body. It's not important how far you're going or what things look like. Feeling your body from the inside. Just feeling what's stretching. What does it feel like through the back of the leg as you lift the foot up towards the ceiling? What does it feel like into the back of the hips and the lower back? As you lift the head up, how does that feel in between the shoulder blades and through the back of the neck? That's hurting your neck or shoulders to lift the head up. Feel free just to relax your head and arms down if you prefer and focus on the legs only. Always adjust the movements to suit your body so that you can really benefit from the exercises without causing any harm. Next time you've got the foot back down, you've got both feet down, just stay there. So come back to semi-supine, but check that it's a fairly wide semi-supine. So as long as it's okay for your hip joints, have the feet and knees sort of shoulder width or so apart. And then have both arms out wide-ish to the sides, out in cross position. Yeah, not too high up if you've got a shoulder injury. Somewhere comfortable for you. And then when you breathe out, slowly roll your knees down to one side. Breathe in through the center. And then breathe out down to the other side. Continue from side to side. Feeling the hips rolling here, hips rolling side to side with the knees. As you do this movement of taking the knees side to side, can you imagine your head were connected to the knees? So that as the knees roll to the side, the head gently rolls that way as well. As the knees go through the centre, the head goes back through the centre. And as the knees go to the other side, head gently turning that way. Just feel that connection there between the knees moving and the head turning. Feel the movement through your spine. Where does the movement start in the spine? Where does it finish? Is there any part of your spine that feels like it's not involved here? Where there's maybe no movement? Are there some parts of the spine where you feel the movement more strongly? If you want to take this one a bit further, next time you've got the knees down to one side, pause there. Just check you've got your head gently turned that same way. And then be aware of the kind of the back knee or the top knee and bring that knee round past the bottom knee and in towards the chest a little bit. Then take it back, go through the centre and over to the other side. And if you want, do the same thing there. So leave the knees to the side, bring the top knee around past the bottom knee and in towards the chest a little. And then back and continue from side to side and really feeling your body from the inside. If you're doing that option of bringing the top knee round past the bottom knee, next time you do that, you could maybe catch hold of that top knee with the hand on that side and then gently use the hand to press the top knee down towards the floor. Where do you feel that? In your lower back or hip as you do that? So continue side to side just a few more times. Next time you're in the centre, rest back there. Just make any adjustments to your body or your clothing so you feel comfortable and balanced. Keep the legs in semi-supine. And then bring both knees up over your chest. Hold on to the knees with the hands. And use your hands to slowly circle the knees over the chest. As you do this, feel the way that your hips and your lower back move against the floor. Can you move your knees in such a way that you roll the hips and the lower back in a circular shape against the floor? How balanced does that circle feel? Is it quite an even and balanced circle? Or is it a bit lopsided? Maybe one side of the circle feels a bit different to the other. Maybe one hip's a bit different to the other. And then change the direction of the knees, circling back the other way and still feeling the way that the hips and lower back are moving against the floor. Breathing comfortably as you move. When you circle the knees like this, does it cause any sensations in between the shoulder blades? Cause even a subtle sensation through the head? Does your head stay still or does it move slightly? And then bring the knees into the centre and put the feet back down onto the floor into semi-supine. Pause there briefly and feel the breath at the belly. Let the belly rise as you breathe in, and then fall as you breathe out. Now keep the left leg where it is in semi-supine, so left foot stays flat on the floor, and have just the right knee up over the chest. Ideally, as long as you're fine with it, relax your arms down on the floor to somewhere comfortable for you, wherever you like. So it's just the right knee on its own, hovering there over the chest. And lift the right foot up towards the ceiling, so the right leg is just comfortably straight up in the air. Best if it's actually not too stretched out. Now keeping the leg straightish like that, can you slowly circle the right leg? Slowly circling the leg. Preferably keep the arms resting somewhere down on the floor, somewhere comfortable. Although if you prefer to use the hands to help you circle the leg, that's fine. If that feels better for you, if it gives your lower back more support, then that's actually a good option if you want to. As you circle this right leg in the air, can you again be aware of your hips and your lower back moving against the floor? As the leg circles, can you allow the hips and the lower back to again make that circle on the floor? Breathing comfortably. And then go back in the other direction a few times. Again, circling the leg, circling the hips and the lower back at the same time against the floor. Maybe noticing when you might be using your abdominal muscles. And then bring that leg into the center. Bend the knee and put the foot flat onto the floor. And just keep the right leg in semi-supine now. And we'll do the same thing with the left leg. So bring the knee up over the chest, lift the foot up into the air so the leg's comfortably straight there. Not too straight though. And slowly circling. And just allowing the hips and the lower back to make a bit of a circle against the floor as that left leg circles in the air. Some awareness on your breath as you move. Be aware of the tummy muscles and when you may be using them. And changing directions, going back the other way. And bringing that left leg into the center, bending the knee and relaxing the left foot flat onto the floor. Okay, go back to bringing the right knee up over the chest. Again, just gently lifting the foot up so the right leg's comfortably straight up in the air like before. Ideally, keep the arms resting down. Now this time, we're going to circle the right leg again, but is it possible this time to make a small circle with the right leg, but keep your hips and lower back really still, keep them as steady and as still as possible? To do that, you'll need to squeeze your lower tummy in. Just feel, what could you do with your abdominal muscles to really stabilize the hips and lower back? And make a small, small circle with the right leg. Keep that lower back as still as possible. And just focus on what your lower tummy muscles are doing there. How do you squeeze them in? Circle a little bit the other way as well. Check that you're breathing. Even if your breath is a bit shallow here, that's fine. And then relax. Put the right foot down, just relax the tummy muscles for a moment. And change legs when you're ready. Have the left leg up in the air. Squeeze the lower tummy in and make a tiny circle with the left leg. And keep the hips as still as you possibly can and still circle the leg a tiny bit. Feel what you have to do with your lower tummy muscles to stabilize the hips. Both directions. And then relax. Put that left foot down. Just come back to a wide-ish semi-supine there with the feet. Bring the arms out to the sides. Just roll the knees side to side a few times. Just relax the belly. Maybe breathe out as the knees go down to the side. Breathe in as they go through the center. The knees are in the middle. Can you bring both knees up over your chest? Okay, we'll do a few more exercises that strengthen your core muscles. So keep the knees over the chest. Again, ideally, if you're fine with it, relax the arms somewhere on the floor, wherever you like. Although if you do prefer to use the hands to support the legs in any way, that's also fine. If that's what you prefer to do, it really doesn't matter. Now, have the knees over the chest and feel your lower back. Now, just take care with this next movement because it doesn't look very hard, but it actually can be quite strong on your lower back, especially if you've got a weakness there or a lower back injury. But can you now move your legs into the tabletop position? So you'll need to move the knees a little bit away from the chest and lift the feet up so that you've got your lower legs parallel to the floor and the knees are at right angles. So it's a bit like you were resting your lower legs on a low table. Now just feel what that does to your lower back. You may find it causes your lower back to arch away from the floor and can also put extra pressure on that lower vertebrae there. So if that's too much, just bend the knees over the chest whenever you want and do the same movements from there. And just to make it safer and more beneficial, in this tabletop position, kind of squeeze your lower tummy in. So if possible, make your lower back a bit flatter to the floor. And just pulling in with the lower tummy, holding there in the tabletop. And then keep the left leg where it is in the tabletop position. Squeeze the lower tummy in still and lift the right foot up towards the ceiling so the right leg is straightish, and then slowly lower the right foot down to tabletop position and do the same with the left leg. Lift the left foot up towards the ceiling and back down. Just keep alternating one leg in tabletop position and carefully straightening the other leg up into the air, making the main focus your lower back and squeezing in of the lower tummy. And if you do these strong core strengthening exercises, you need to avoid any pushing out of the lower tummy. You should always be squeezing in with the lower tummy and pulling up a bit with the pelvic floor, not pushing out or down. And just relax by bending the knees over the chest. place your hands on the inside edges of the knees. Press the knees gently apart and just hold there for a few breaths. Breathe a bit more deeply down into the belly. Breathe in, belly rises. And breathe out, belly falls. Feeling the sensations through the inner thighs into the adductor muscles there. Just relaxing the tummy muscles. And then slowly bring the knees back closer together. So back over the chest. And you can either just keep the knees over the chest like that, or if you're okay to be in tabletop position again, bring the legs back into tabletop position. Lower legs parallel to the floor, and the knees at right angles, squeezing your lower tummy in, keeping your lower back as flat to the floor as you can. Now this time, again, keep one leg in tabletop position, and then bend the other knee closer into the chest. Squeeze your lower tummy in and then swap over. So put that leg in tabletop and bend the other knee into the chest. Just go slowly, a slow controlled movement. One knee bending into the chest as the other leg stays in tabletop position. And the whole time, as much as you can, just a squeeze in of the lower tummy. And then relax. So just bend the knees up over the chest, but catch hold of the knees with the hands and use your hands to draw the knees in and out of the chest a few times. Gently stretch your lower back out. And then release the knees. Put the feet down onto the floor. But once you've got the feet flat on the floor, have the feet and knees close together. So the legs are in semi-supine, but the knees and feet are really close. Have your arms out wide-ish in cross position and place your right ankle on your left knee. This can be quite hard for the hip joint, the right hip joint, to have the ankle on the knee. So if that hurts or hurts in a moment, instead of putting the ankle on the knee, a good option is to cross the right knee completely over the left knee, just to take the pressure off that hip joint. If you're fine with it, keep the right ankle on the left knee and slowly take the knees from side to side. This one works best if you go nice and slow. Just slow the movement down, all the way down to one side. Feel what that's like inside your body. All the way down to the other side and feel that. Just breathe comfortably as you move from side to side. Notice the effect this movement has on your spine. What does it feel like around the lower back and around the outside of the hips? Or if you're happy to hold in the spinal twist pose, then leave the knees down to the left. Find a place to hold there on the left that feels good for you. And if you are holding there, just deepen your breath. Feel the breath at the belly. Breathe in, belly rises. Breathe out, belly falls. If you're still holding, slowly come back into the center. Uncross the right leg in the center. Just to check that your hips feel straight and in the middle. Just pause there in the middle for a moment and lift the hips up a little bit once or twice and put them back down and just make any other adjustments so that you do feel fairly balanced. Then check that the feet are quite close together and swap over. Put the left ankle on the right knee with the left knee kind of bent out to the right, left. And then go side to side on this side. Just take your time, breathe easily and take plenty of time to roll the knees down to one side. Through the center, plenty of time to go down to the other side. Just feeling the sensations in your body as you move. How does this movement feel in between your shoulder blades? You feel that part of the spine twisting there? You can either continue side to side, or when you feel ready, you can hold with the knees down to the right in the spinal twist pose. And if you do hold, just breathe a bit more consciously. Breathe in. Gently expand the belly and breathe out. Find a way to soften and relax your body. Still holding, slowly come back into the middle. Keep aware of your body as you do slowly come back. And uncross the legs. It might be quite nice just to lift the hips up and down a little bit once or twice so you feel comfortable and balanced. And then have the legs back in a sort of normal semi-supine. So the feet about hip width or a bit wider apart. And have your arms resting on the floor beside you, fairly close to your body, palms downwards. Now we'll strengthen through the back of the hips. We'll strengthen those big glute muscles by doing shoulder bridge. So when you breathe in, gently pull your lower tummy in first. And then lift your hips off the floor, up into the air, into shoulder bridge. Breathe out and slowly lower the hips back down. So breathing in, drawing the lower tummy in, lifting the hips up. And relaxing back down with the out breath. Feel what that's like through the back of the hips. If you want to feel those muscles working more strongly, when you do lift the hips up, just Just gently press the heels into the floor. See if you can feel the glutes tighten a bit more there. As you lift the hips up like this into the shoulder bridge, and just very slightly tuck the chin into the throat. Keep the back of the head always resting on the floor. Just a slight tucking in of the chin. This puts pressure on the thyroid gland. And it also helps to flatten out and lengthen through the back of the neck. You can either keep lifting up and down into shoulder bridge, or if you're more used to shoulder bridge and you're comfortable with it, you can maybe hold there for a few breaths. So if you're happy to leave the hips up in the air, stay there. And watch your breath. Feel your body as you hold there and breathe. Yeah, maybe just keep maintaining a gentle pressure into the heels or with the heels into the floor. Feel the big muscles there at the back of the hips, the glutes working, strengthening. Still holding, slowly lower the hips back down. Bring the knees up over the chest once the hips are down. Place your hands under the knees so you have your hands at the backs of the legs. And lift your feet up towards the ceiling. Now just find a place here where you can leave your legs up in the air. You don't want to be too stretched out. You want to be fairly comfortable here so you can stay with the legs up in the air. So just make any adjustments so that you can stay there for a few breaths. Some people like to have the knees a bit more bent and maybe closer into the chest here, and that nicely stretches out your lower back. Others prefer to have the legs maybe a bit straighter and the knees not so much into the chest but away from the chest, and to hold like that. You can keep the hands at the backs of the knees, or you can rest the arms down if you prefer. Even wrap the arms right round behind the knees and catch hold of your elbows. You find a way of holding that feels best for you. Just leave the legs up in the air and watch your breath. When you breathe in, think in. And when you breathe out, think out. Really good for you to have your body upside down like this, all the blood and the lymph draining from the legs. Good for your heart, good for your circulation, good for the lymphatic system, good for your brain. Slowly come out of it, so slowly bend the knees. Just have the knees bent over the chest briefly. Hold onto the top of the knees. Do a gentle rocking, a bit side to side. Draw the knees in and out of the chest. Just make any movements you feel to make so that your lower back is comfortable. Then release the knees and place your feet down on the floor. Take a brief rest, so lie comfortably. legs somewhere comfortable for your hips and your lower back. Have your arms somewhere comfortable for your neck and shoulders. Come back to your breath. Breathe in, belly rises. Breathe out, belly falls. And when you breathe in, think in. And breathe out and think out. As you breathe in and think in, imagine the breath moving up through the midline of your body up to your throat. And as you breathe out, think out and let the breath go down from the throat to the belly. And continue like that. Go. Leave the words, leave the visualization. Be aware of how you feel. Have your legs again in semi-supine. They're not already there, just draw them back up. And then from semi-supine, roll over to one side. Come up and around into the all fours position. Now if it's fine for your wrists and shoulders, come up onto your hands and knees. So your hands are roughly under your shoulders. Spread your fingers wide apart. Just look at your knees and check that they're about hip width apart. If you're not okay on the hands, if that's hurting your wrists, then come down onto your elbows and forearms if you prefer to. And then when you breathe in, gently draw your lower tummy in. Sorry, when you breathe out, draw your lower tummy in, round your back, tuck your chin in, tuck your tailbone under. And then when you breathe in, relax the belly, gently arch the back. So doing the cat and cow movements, breathing out and rounding the back, squeezing the lower tummy in, pressing the shoulder blades up, then breathing in. Lifting the head and hips and arching. Just going back and forth. Feeling that arching and rounding of the spine. Moving with your breath. Don't have a shoulder injury and you're quite happy here on the hands, just miss this next option out if you're resting on the elbows. But if you're on your hands, when you breathe in now, instead of arching the back, you could carefully bend your elbows and carefully lower your head down to the floor in between your hands. So you do a little push up with your in-breath. And then breathe out, straighten the arms, round the back like you did before. So now as an option, you could alternate between breathing in, bending the elbows and doing a push-up, And breathing out and rounding the back and pressing the shoulder blades up. Do that carefully. This will help to strengthen the muscles in the arms that support the shoulders. But if it causes pain or discomfort in the shoulders, don't do that option. Or if your wrists are hurting, miss that out too and make sure you're resting on your elbows instead. Feel the place in between your shoulder blades. Feel any sensations there. Then pause in the middle. We'll just slowly sink the hips back towards the feet. Take a short rest in child pose. So just rest there in child pose. Remember the arms can be out long in front, down beside you, or the hands can be under the head. Have your arms in the most comfortable place for your neck and shoulders. Take a few breaths here in child pose. When you breathe in, be aware of your body. When you breathe out, soften and relax your body. Child pose. Come back up into the all fours position. So just at first briefly come up so you're resting on your hands. So you've got the hands roughly under the shoulders. And then instead of that, can you put your elbows where your hands were? So you're now resting on your elbows and your forearms. Okay, go carefully here. This next one's to help strengthen the arm muscles. So just be careful that it doesn't hurt your shoulders. You can make it very, very small or miss it out altogether if it does. So still resting on the elbows and forearms, can you move your whole kind of upper body forward a little bit and just feel that weight and the pressure go into the arm muscles? And then rock back, just relieve that pressure. Then try that again. Take your head, chest, and everything forward. Feel the weight go into the arms. And then move everything back just to have a break. Just rock gently forwards and back like that. Or if your wrists are absolutely fine, you don't have any kind of injury or weakness there and your shoulders are fine, you can do this, make this stronger by instead of resting on the elbows, come up onto your hands again. But if you do come up onto the hands, walk them a bit further in front of you so they're not right under the shoulders but a little bit more in front. And go carefully because it's quite hard on the wrists. But do the same thing, just move everything forward so you come into a kind of plank position. A plank position, but you're on your knees. Feel that weight go into the arm muscles and then move everything backwards just to have a break. So everything goes forward, the head, chest, hips all move forward. You come into a plank position on the knees and then rocking back just to have a break. Feel your body from the inside. I help to pull your lower tummy in a bit here too. Probably find you also using your glutes at the back of the hips to support you. We'll take another brief rest back in child pose. So take the hips all the way back towards the feet. Rest your arms and your head down somewhere comfortable for you. And watch your breath moving in and out of your body. Child pose, slowly come up. Come up to sitting and bring your legs out long in front of you. Have the legs out long in front, sort of anywhere between hip width apart or close together. Have a slight bend in the knees, at least to start with. You can make that a much bigger bend if you prefer to in a moment. And place your hands on the front of the legs, on the front of the thighs. When you breathe out, lean forward from your waist, slide the hands down your legs towards your feet, and let your back gently round and soften. Relax the head down towards the legs, and then breathe in and come back up. Keep going like that, breathing out, sliding the hands down towards the feet, coming into the forward bend, and then breathing in back up. Have your eyes closed. Feel your body from the inside. You decide how bent or straight to have the legs here. Even if you're quite flexible through the backs of the legs, it's actually healthier for your lower back to at least have a tiny bend in the knees as you go into the forward bend. But you may find having a much more generous bend in the knees actually feels better. So you can always experiment with that and find out what feels best for you. Now, next time you come back into the centre and you're sitting up with the spine straightish, pause there. And we'll add another movement in now. So now when you breathe out, this time can you kind of roll backwards? And as you roll back, squeeze your lower tummy in and tuck your chin into your throat. And then breathe into the centre. Then breathe out and slide the hands down towards the feet into the forward bend. And alternate between those two movements now. So alternate between rolling back, squeezing the lower tummy in, tucking the chin in. Breathe into the center each time. Breathe out. Soften forwards into the forward bend. Just moving forwards and back, breathing out into each pose and breathing in between. Finish by softening forward into the forward bend and just holding there in the forward bend for a few breaths. Feel the back of your body. Imagine you could breathe in up the backs of the legs and then breathe out up your spine and out through the top of the head. Breathing in up the backs of the legs and breathing out through the top of the head. And leave that breathing. Slowly come out of the pose. Keep aware of your body as you slowly come out. Once you have got your head and chest up, rest back on your hands. Bring the feet a bit wider apart and gently shake the legs out. Then take your time to slowly come up, all the way up to standing. When you are up standing, stand with your feet about hip width apart. Have your arms relaxed beside you. Have a slight bend in the knees, just soften the knees a little bit. And then when you breathe in, float your arms up out to the front, all the way up and above your head so the fingers point up to the ceiling. Keep a bit of a bend in the elbows there so the shoulders can be more relaxed. And then breathe out, lean forward from the waist and come all the way down. Let the arms hang down, let the head hang forward so you're in the standing forward bend. And then breathe in, come all the way back up. Inhale, float the arms up towards the ceiling. Breathe out, lean forward from the waist and hang down. Breathe in up, breathe out down. Just bend your knees a bit more as you breathe out and hang forward. Go up and down like that. Make your breath a bit stronger, a bit deeper. Breathe in deeply up, breathe out, down. Breathe all the way out as you swing down. Feel that strength in the legs, especially as you come up. Feel where you use the leg muscles, where you could maybe use your core muscles. The next time you're leaning forward, stay there, just hang forward from the waist in the standing forward bend. Feel the back of your body as you breathe. Then slowly bend your knees till you can bring your hands to the floor. Walk the hands forward, walk the feet a bit back, until you can put your knees down. And then sink the hips back towards the feet. Come into child position. Imagine breathing in and out through the center of your eyebrows. Eyebrow breathing. When you're ready, slowly come up. Take a rest on your back. Just rest for as long as you like. It's really beneficial to have at least a short rest after doing all the exercises. It really allows your body to kind of reset and rebalance through the nervous system. Like to listen to one of the meditation relaxations. Thank you for listening. Namaste.